Hello, and welcome to Living Fit with your hosts, James and Karen Roberts, personal trainers, life coaches, and motivational speakers. This program promotes good health through nutrition and physical activity. If you are interested in starting a personal fitness training program, please contact either Karen Roberts at 336-202-2313 or James Roberts at 336-707-7719. You can also contact them at Facebook at livingfit.com.co. Please consult your medical doctor before starting any exercise program or nutritional plan. And now, here's James and Karen.
Thank you once again for joining me for this week's Fit Tip. So today I want to talk to you about upgrading your mindset. When it comes to eating clean and exercising, many of us start out with good intentions, but as soon as there is a bump in the road or life throws us a curve, we revert to our old comfortable ways of skipping workouts and eating unhealthy foods. We make excuses to justify our bad habits. So I want to talk about getting our mindset right to make the changes necessary to live a clean and healthy life. Now, the Bible says in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now, when we decide to make major changes in our life, we have to start with our mindset. This, when things happen, foreseen and unforeseen, we are better prepared to tough it out. So your mindset is a belief system that affects everything in your life, from what you think and feel to how you act and react to the world around you. In order to achieve your goals, your mindset needs to match your aspirations. Otherwise, it might be holding you back from getting where you want to be. So here are my three steps to take to get you started. Number one, change your self-talk and your focus. So here's the thing. The things that we say will begin to physically manifest. So if you're constantly saying, I'm not good enough for this, or I don't think I can achieve that goal, those are the things that will come to fruition. Try to always speak in the affirmative. Simply change what you are saying. For example, I know I can do this, or if it's better, if it's never been done, then I'll be the first one to do it, or I will go into the situation with an open mind, or simply let's just see what happens when we switch things up. You need to be just that positive. Also, focus on having a positive mindset, such as this encourages a mindset of abundance instead of fear, defeat, and lack. Number two, act as if you've already achieved the goal. So have you ever heard the saying, fake it until you make it? Well, we absolutely need to be obedient to what God tells us to do. In fact, James 2:24 says, you see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. So having faith is great, but the way to achieve your goal is to work towards it. So if your goal is to be lean, healthy, and fit, you have to act like people who are lean, healthy, and fit. Do your research, read, listen to books, read magazines. These things help to guide you towards your goal. Talk to your doctor. Talk to people already doing what you want to do. Eat clean, exercise, drink plenty of water. And the list goes on and on. And you will see, with determination, dedication, and commitment, you will achieve your goals in due time. And number three, surround yourself with like-minded people. So this is one of the reasons we all go to church. We all go to club meetings or organizational meetings. As Christians, we support fellowship and uplift each other. This is important in all areas of life, not just going to church. And it's easy to do something when everyone around you is doing the same thing, whether that's good or bad. So in other words, it's very hard to eat a salad when everyone around you is eating pizza and burgers. On the other hand, it's very easy to eat a salad when everyone around you are eating salads. James 1 and 22 says, "But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." So you may have to make some hard changes in your lifestyle, but the good news is that there's more conducive to your environment. The more conducive to your environment, to your goals, the more you will likely stick to them. So let's not be stuck where we are and get our mindset focused on where we want to be. To paraphrase Pastor Mike, I look a whole lot better in the future than I do right now. And that saying could apply to all of us. So that's my fit tip for today. I hope it's been a blessing. Please pass it on to family and friends. And tune in to Living Fit with James and Karen Roberts today and every Tuesday at 11 a.m. on 100.7 FM The Joy. Be blessed and have a terrific Tuesday.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you all for joining us for this information about how we can better improve our health. That's what Living Fit is about, physical activity and proper nutrition. Today, I would like to share some information from a book I read, and I'm reading again to renew my mind. Karen and I read a lot of medical information, and I listen to a lot of professional people who have studied to help us make better choices. So we can in turn share what is going to best help you and I make informed decisions and hopefully act on what we know and be in better mental, physical, and spiritual health. And this book I'm talking about was written by Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who is a board-certified physician who has helped people come off medications. He has helped people improve their health and reverse diseases. Karen and I talked with him about his book, Fast Food Genocide. Today, what we want to share is what we learned from this book and speaking with him. Proverbs 3, 7 and 8 says, "Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones." Dr. Fuhrman says that we are participants in our own destruction. It isn't that we can't see the solution. It's that we can't see the problem. And that was coined by G.K. Chesterton. We are facing a tragic and unprecedented destruction of human lives in the United States and much of the developed world today. Processed fake foods, fast foods, have become the primary source of calories in this country, and they're on track to become the same in other countries. The attachment to fast food over natural foods and fresh produce is moving us toward widespread chronic disease, mental illness, and shortened lifespans. And that's why we encourage you to try or do make a decision to have a healthier diet and be physically active every day. I had a client this morning who told me that she had went to the doctor and that her numbers were great, and that since we have been working with her, and she was excited. But I also tell people that the excitement can't stop with one physical. It has to continue for a long period of time, and we have to make decisions based upon our health as soon as we realize that we're doing something that's harmful. And so when we talk to Dr. Joel Fuhrman, he says that he believes that the growing fast food addiction in this country and other countries who have chosen the Western American diet, the SAD diet, is a form of genocide. Why? Because these foods destroy life with frightening efficiency. It's easy to kill your health when you eat these foods. And because these foods are damaging and worsening our health, the food industry is evolved to effectively feed the majority of our citizens with mass-marketed, factory-produced foods that do not have the biological and chemical properties of natural produce. The result is the destruction of human potential. And that's just not in one area. With this explosion of chronic illness, human suffering, and premature death of millions of Americans, the American Heritage Dictionary defines genocide as a deliberate destruction of an entire race or nation. On the surface, it may seem that we are in control of our food sources, and therefore genocide does not apply here. We typically think of genocide as a crime that one group commits against another. I would dare say that this is being perpetrated on us without us knowing, because we have decided that because we have the right to eat certain foods, we don't always make the best choices. We think that it won't harm us long term. But everything we do helps us on the journey to either health or on the journey to destruction. And that is the why, in this case, we are participants in our own destruction. Multiple factors combine to remove choice from the equation, leaving us in a peril in an effort to improve efficiency and cost effectiveness. A lot of us are financially eating these foods because of they're cheap, but they're also destroying our health. And it's not cheap when people are sick. And the healthcare cost in this country has risen to enormous amount because we continue to be inactive and eat these unhealthy foods. The food companies have developed ways to feed a great many people with widely processed, highly addictive foods. And it seems like that would be a good way to feed people, except for it's also causing us damage. These foods are designed to hook us and impair our taste buds. In the process, despite the wealth of this nation, many people live in parts of the country where fresh ingredients are difficult to get. When healthy foods are simply out of our reach, individuals have no opportunity to make informed choices about what they eat. And even though some of us know and have the information and can make better choices, we choose not to. We have to make a decision because, not because of taste, but because of health, on what we're going to put in our mouth, what we're going to ingest into our bodies, how we're going to live, where we're going to live. If we have an opportunity to make better choices, we should. And because the medical establishment offers quick fix surgeries or lifetime supply of pills in place of simply changing what we eat in our diet, they reserve and prevent disease and save millions of lives from medical tragedy and premature death, is what people think. But that is not so. There are side effects with every medication we choose to put into our bodies. And the best way to prevent us from being sick is to eat healthfully. We need to make clear that the issues are far more than just our waistline. A lot of people tell me that they want to lose weight, and I tell them weight has absolutely nothing to do with your health. It has initially, but if you continue to gain weight and be overweight, it will eventually hurt you, harm you. It does have side effects, but the main problem is having good mobility, good when you go to the doctor, get a good report about your blood pressure, cholesterol, your kidneys, liver, pancreas. These things are the most important thing, not what we look like. What we look like is not the most important. You can be thin and sick. You can be overweight and healthy. The problem is that most people are inactive, eating the wrong foods, and eventually causing more damage as they age. As we think about this, we must decide whether we're going to live a proper and healthy life, or we're going to live in this what we want to do and lose our health. Once a person's lost their health, they'll do anything to gain it back. They will spend every dime they have in order to be well. A lot of us go out and buy expensive insurances so that we'll have insurance instead of doing what we should do, and that is eating healthfully, being physically active on a daily basis, and living a life of enjoyment. As we talk about this, we need to talk about the lifeline, despite the tremendous evidence coming from the world of nutritional and social sciences, that fast foods, manufactured foods, unnatural foods continue to destroy lives in our society and creating new social problems and damaging the health and the happiness of a large portion of our population. Modern science has revealed that this widespread and serious damage to our health can even damage our genes, resulting in severe harm being passed on to the future generations. That's our children. And this information that everyone must know. Most people have health problems facing us in America today, because there are as a direct consequence of the manufactured man-made foods that we constantly bombard our bodies with, leading to heart attacks, strokes, adult and childhood cancers, and growing epidemic of deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, autism, allergies, immune diseases, all have their basis in the common dietary practices that are all over and across the United States of America. According to studies, our diet, not just during pregnancy, but even before conception, has profound effects in determining the health, intelligence, and the immune system of our children. With things like COVID-19, we have to make better choices earlier in life in order to prevent these diseases from affecting us later in life. The problem is even deeper and more serious and more widespread than anybody can imagine. And no one is safe. It is widely accepted that mental illness, antisocial behavior, reduced intelligence, and most life-altering and chronic disease are primarily genetic. That is, they are not the result of dangerous foods. But this consumption of food and the assumption is dead wrong. According to Dr. Joel Fuhrman, who has researched this further than you and I can, this is a false belief. And a lot of it is going to keep us in this thinking of even being prejudiced and having bigotry and contempt, and our growing, generally ignoring the outrage occurring right under our nose in urban communities by itself, it seems like that this is just a small thing. But actually, what it's doing is it's leading us to have an avalanche of problems. We know this because we see our children are getting sicker and sicker, earlier and earlier. We have more diseases now than we've ever had. COVID-19 wasn't heard of 3 years ago, but here we are trying to get people shots, and we're still not changing what we do. We're not changing our behaviors. I can't tell you what to do, but I'm telling you that if we continue down this road, all we're going to do is have more and more problems. So this avalanche doesn't just move the earth and the rocks from one place to another. It destroys everything in its path. If we don't change what we're doing, we're going to have devastating problems in the future. We are already experiencing an expanding crisis of physical and mental health deterioration from the avalanche of commercially and prepared convenience food. And I'm not just talking about the restaurants. I'm talking about in your homes. You're buying them. You're putting them in your homes. Your children are eating them on a regular basis, not only the children, your children, but you. And we have to change our behaviors in order to get a better result. There's compelling evidence that the modern epidemic of learning disabilities for school performance, depression, aggressive behavior, and despair are the influences by this avalanche of baked foods that has invaded our nation and taken over our cities. We have malnutrition caused by lack of natural food and fresh produce, which is causing trouble in our human being, in our society alone in the United States. We just don't get enough nutrition. Today, malnutrition is no longer the exclusive problem of underdeveloped nations. That the poor economics and inadequate food distribution used to be the problem, but that's not the problem anymore. We have access to food. It is increasingly being experienced throughout the entire modern world as people eat foods that lack the micronutrients humans need for good health. We're not getting enough fiber, we're not getting enough phytochemicals in our diet because we don't eat enough fruits and vegetables in order to do it. In other words, excess calorie malnutrition is spreading disease to all parts of the world. And the more the Western diet leads us to other countries and the way we eat, it's devastating. I went to, me and my wife, we went to visit our son up down in Austin, Texas. And there's a lot of vegan option restaurants down there. But a lot of people associate vegan foods with health. And people don't understand that potato chips, French fries, you can put anything in oil and it becomes processed and no longer any healthy for you. Yes, it doesn't kill an animal, but it is causing health issues. So just because something, you know, people say I'm vegetarian, I'm vegan, people assume that means that they're healthy. That doesn't mean they're healthy. And when you see people who are bodybuilders, weightlifters, just because they have muscle doesn't make them healthy either. It's what we put in our body helps us decide on how our health is going to go. Fast food malnutrition goes largely undetected because conventional medicine has developed its quick fix solutions that allow us to destroy our bodies with fast food even as we appear perfectly healthy because we continue to think that, well, as long as the doctor gives me the pill or the prescription, I'm okay. Prescriptions and pills have created a normal way for us to continue our bad habits. And it doesn't really change anything other than lead to other problems later on in life. The truth is, this diet that we are eating, the primary driver of our health and our longevity, and the medical community is doing us a disservice when it entices us to pop pills instead of change our behaviors. If you don't change what you're doing quick enough, it doesn't make any difference what the medication is. Eventually, the problems that go along with foods, mental issues, physical issues, deterioration of bones, and deterioration of your immune system, just gets worse. Yes, there is liberty in this country to make food choices, but the food choices we make also leads to our physical, mental, and spiritual destruction. Fast food malnutrition is resulting in America's future being threatened. With this unhealthy food, it seems like it's unimportant, yet these choices that we are making make us not only fatter, but causes us social issues too. These diseases diminish our intelligence, attention deficits, reduce educational and occupational opportunities, and even increases drug addiction and violence and crime. You and I have to make a decision about our health, not just to be physically active, but to be thinking about what we do as far as our nutritional value and teaching our children better habits when it comes to eating the right foods. Unhealthy food has affected our nation, and the devastating consequences that have followed escalating health tragedies are worsening in all areas and in every region of our country. It's more so in the younger people and in impoverished communities with poor access to fresh produce. Dr. Furman and his co-author Robert Phillips collaborated in this book, Fast Food Genocide, to shine a light on the challenges of these impoverished communities, and especially the African-American urban community, saying that this is a part of bigotry. Now, in the past, however, as you hear this kind of data and studies and the history presented, there were nobody thought about this as part of that problem and how it was damaging our community. But as for you and me, being ethnic, we need to make a decision about how we're going to eat, what we're going to eat, and how we're going to take care of our health and our children's health. I hope today's information was beneficial to you. Karen and I believe that the only way we're going to change is to have knowledge. So we try to educate you here each week about nutrition and physical activity. And we hope that you're going to be living fit and doing the things that matter for your health. We love you, and God loves you too. Keep living fit and doing what matters, and we'll see you next week. Thank
you for listening to Living Fit. Please consult a physician or fitness professional before beginning any activity if you are under their care. If you would like to contact James or Karen, you can do so through the website, facebook@livingfit.com.co, or call. Until next time, keep living fit and do what matters. Thank you.